Reverend Flip Benham has a big voice, but he has spent 7 years fighting the city of Charlotte for the ability to be louder. City ordinance requires demonstrators to stay under 75 decibels when using speakers and amplifiers on public sidewalks. Benham says that's hardly enough to compete with traffic at the corner of Trade and Tryon, where his group likes to rally.
What the city has done is silenced us.
One exception to the 75 decibel rule is if a group obtains a city permit to hold a festival. So in 2010, Operation Save America tried to get one for a gathering of about 200 people in Uptown Charlotte. But the application was denied. Benham sued, claiming the city rejected the request because of his anti-abortion message.
They don't like it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want it to be brought before them that there are 3 abortion mills in this city killing little Charlottians.
The city's decisions were not based on any objection to their religious beliefs or the content of their speech.
That's Charlotte City Attorney Bob Hageman. U.S. District Court Judge Graham Mullen ruled late last week in the city's favor, saying the size and scope of Operation Save America's event did not justify closing a portion of Tryon Street for an entire week. Nor did the city's denial of the festival permit violate the group's rights to free speech or due process, since the group was free to gather and demonstrate on city sidewalks without a permit. Benham thinks it's a double standard that gay pride festival organizers receive a permit to exceed the noise ordinance, but he doesn't. City Attorney Bob Hageman says not just any gathering qualifies as a festival.
Those kinds of events are an economic development benefit to the city and an entertainment opportunity for tens of thousands of people. I think it's a little bit different when you're talking about a street preacher. And again, we respect the street preacher's rights, but we don't think the street preacher has a right to pump their message into buildings where people are trying to work during business hours.
The city's noise ordinances have not prevented Flip Benham from preaching in the past. He's been arrested more than once for violating the noise limit and says the city has not seen the last of his lawsuits. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.